China is exercising its military, economic, and political power and advancing its authoritarian agenda, all while undermining the sovereignty of African nations.
The U.S. is changing its strategy in Africa to better counter China's harmful influence in the region. This means the U.S. will now shift from prioritizing humanitarian aid to investment and trade partnerships. The Chinese Communist Party's interest in the region has been driven by control of critical minerals to undercut the nationwide markets and other forms of market dominance that deprives the region. Take fishing, for instance.
That is the protein for the people. But when you see these Chinese trawlers coming in and utterly destroying the fishing grounds, then suddenly doing a beeline 60 miles offshore, meet a by boat, offload all the fish, come back to port and say, oh, we didn't catch anything again today. The amount of food available for the Africans is much more expensive in much less supply.
The CCP has gained influence in Africa over the past couple decades by expanding its Belt and Road Initiative. This is a series of infrastructure projects like dams and ports, but they also double as military installations and surveillance centers.
Unfortunately, China expands its Belt and Road Initiative with surveillance-wired buildings and infrastructure, debt-level leveraged aid.
Many times, these projects end up costing the host country too much that it can't pay back the Chinese regime and become indebted to them.
China's debt trap financing, which is often opaque, often accelerates corruption, typically does not serve the interests of the people or even the nations of Africa.